Hi, this is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares and the Harry Chapin Regional Food Bank, welcoming you back to another episode of our Breaking Bread podcast. Today on the podcast, it's simply you and I, me and you, talking about Hungry for Change, Long Island Cares periodic newsletter that we send out to all of our donors, our volunteers, and supporters. And I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to speak to you, our audience, about what's in the pages of this newsletter, because a lot of it focuses in on programs that are available in the community and the people who make Long Island Cares a wonderful place to live, work, and volunteer. So if we look at our current edition of Hungry for Change, the cover story talks about college hunger. Because college hunger poses a growing challenge for students on Long Island as they struggle to afford meals while pursuing their education. According to the article, it's an issue primarily kept under wraps due to the stigma students face seeking help in such a social environment. But luckily, some are determined to combat the stigma and create a supportive environment for these students to ensure that they can access nutritious food. You know, we don't often think about college students going to school every day and experiencing food insecurity. But it's real, and it's something that is growing across the country. And we're very fortunate here in New York, especially through the State University of New York, the SUNY system, that so many of our local colleges, community college, four-year colleges, have decided to establish emergency food pantries on their campus. One such program is Suffolk County Community College, where Denny Teason drives the on-campus food pantry, a Long Island Cares agency member. Denny understands the unique obstacles that college students face when seeking assistance. He knows that the stigma surrounding college hunger often makes students hesitant about accepting support, and he's taken measures to make the food pantry welcoming and discreet. When students visit, compassionate staff members guide them through the aisles as they make their selections, shielding them from judgment or security. And that's important, because when people visit a food pantry, they're coming in an emergency. They're coming because they have a crisis, trying to feed their children, trying to feed their families. And on college campuses, very few students want to be labeled or stigmatized as being food insecure or struggling with hunger. But let's face it, many students are in debt through student debt loans. Many students don't have the resources that others might have, especially those students that may commute to their local college and university because they're holding down one or two other jobs in order to make ends meet. You know, going back to Denny, he even engaged student leaders on campus to help spread the message that these healthy meal options that they provide at Suffolk Community College are available. And he encourages them to combat the stigma by inviting other students on tours to visit the pantry to discuss it just as another school resource, simply like the school library. And that approach has worked because other students have seen the pantry. They understand that there are students in need of food support and that they're getting involved. They want to take care of each other. And that's extremely rewarding to all of us. Students at Suffolk Community College require regular, energizing, healthy meals to keep focused in school. It's a significant reason why these community college pantries have come to rely on even Long Island Cares to consistently provide the healthy and balanced foods students need to remain alert, focused, and successful. So if you want to support a local college pantry, you should, because there are many available out there here on Long Island for people. And I'm talking really about Nassau Community College, Suffolk Community College, SUNY Farmingdale, and even others. If you want to find out more about where these college food pantries are, contact us at Long Island Cares at 631-582-FOOD, and we'll be more than happy to tell you about where the college campuses are. One of the other issues in our newsletter this month is a story about Baxter's Pet Pantry. For those of you that have followed our Breaking Bread podcast, then you know that Long Island Cares operates a freestanding pet pantry in the village of Lindenhurst known as Baxter's Pet Pantry. We also provide pet food, primarily dog and cat food, but when we have other types of pet food, we provide that as well to our member agencies. And more than 200 of our 365 member agencies regularly order pet food through Long Island Cares. So there's a story in our most recent edition of Hungry for Change about Baxter's Pet Pantry providing a lifeline for Elena and Arya. Baxter's Pet Pantry has helped Elena and her beloved dog, Arya, to find solace in each other's company. They faced numerous challenges together, but ultimately, both of them found success thanks in no small part to the power of love. Arya, the dog, had a difficult life, spending most of her time in animal shelters, facing multiple failed adoptions. Families labeled the four-year-old pup as timid, overly defensive, and unsuitable for a home, especially a home with children. However, fate would intervene when Elena stepped forward to foster Arya, while the shelter continued to search for Arya's forever home. We're talking about a four-year-old puppy who was considered to be timid, overly defensive, and unsuitable for a home, having spent most of her time in an animal shelter. I think any dog, any cat that has spent an inordinate amount of time in an animal shelter would have the same type of experience and behavior response that Arya had. So when Arya was adopted and Elena brought her home, there was some history here, there was experience here, because Elena fostered dogs before, but the financial constraints of being a single parent prevented her from providing a more permanent home, especially for Arya. Fostering for Elena became a lifetime for this single mother, enabling her to experience the joy of having a pet while receiving support from the shelter for dog food and other essentials. However, in 2020, the COVID pandemic brought about some unexpected challenges. The animal shelter temporarily closed its doors and presented Elena with a heart-wrenching choice: either keep Arya at your home or risk Arya being labeled unadoptable and sent to a kill shelter in the state of Texas. That's the same state that puts immigrants on buses and sends them to New York, sends them to Martha's Vineyard. So thinking that Arya would have to make a trip to a kill shelter in Texas didn't really suit what Elena wanted to do or what she needed to do. According to Elena, she wanted to adopt Arya, but she also knew that her abilities to afford taking care of Arya, veterinary bills, food bills, those were limited for Elena. But her unyielding determination and the unbreakable bond that she shared with Arya left her with no option but to ensure Arya's survival. Elena welcomed Arya into her home, embarking on a journey that transformed their lives. Over 3 years, the once timid puppy, unadoptable in a home with children, blossomed, into the ideal family dog, a source of joy, companionship, and as Alenia put it, plenty of kisses. Yet Alenia still faced the challenge of providing for Aria while balancing her full-time job, her rent, her bills, and caring for her own young child. That's when she discovered Baxter's Pet Pantry in Lindenhurst, a pet food pantry operated by us at Long Island Cares. And utilizing the pantry, Alenia found the support she needed to ensure Aria received the food she deserved. According to Alenia, and I quote, "Ever since I started going to Baxter's Pet Pantry, it's been wonderful. They provide me with a bag of quality dry food and cans of wet food every month, making life much easier. It's the healthy, nutritious food that Aria enjoys, and that's all I could ask for." With the support Alenia receives from Baxter's Pet Pantry, she can provide for her family, including Aria, without compromising their quality of life. She cherishes the peace of mind knowing her son and Aria are well cared for. Today, Alenia and Aria radiate joy and gratitude wherever they go. Whenever they visit Baxter's Pet Pantry, Aria's wagging tail and friendly demeanor delights staff, volunteers, and visitors alike. The once shy dog is now thriving, owing much of the incredible power of love and the support of Baxter's Pet Pantry. If you know a family that has a dog or a cat, and the family has difficulty providing food for the family, including their children, please reach out to Long Island Cares and Baxter's Pet Pantry. We can help with pet food, pet supplies. We've had pet beds. We've had leashes. We've had collars. We've had pet clothing. It's all there for those in need, no charge whatsoever. If you open up the pages to our current newsletter, you can see a beautiful picture of Alenia and Aria. And I hope that you look online at licares.org, read through the newsletter, and see this beautiful story. It really is wonderful. But I digress. I want to get back to the issue of college hunger because I want to, you know, talk to you a little bit about the other food pantries that are providing food to college students. For instance, at Nassau Community College, Professor Sharon Mazeror is serving her community with The Nest, a Long Island Cares member agency serving Nassau Community College students, faculties, and community members for over a decade. The Nest Food Pantry at Nassau Community College was one of the first to open about a decade ago and has been doing extremely well and excellent work. So what began as a modest pantry over at Nassau Community College has now evolved into a comprehensive resource hub operating multiple days a week for 2 hours daily. And under Sharon's inspiring leadership, The Nest receives an average of 1,000 monthly visits. Can you believe that? 1,000 college students at Nassau County Community College are utilizing their food pantry on a monthly basis. Sharon's journey to establish the pantry began in 2013 when she learned some of her students were struggling with hunger. She said that if you're a teacher who's engaged and cares about their students, you're going to make connections with them. It's a critical first step in getting them to help, getting them the help they need. The Nest at Nassau Community College owes its success to a team of dedicated volunteers from diverse backgrounds, including students, alums, NCC staff, and community members who share a passion for giving back. And among the volunteers is Ariel, a student at Nassau Community College who suffers from hypoglycemia and relies on snacks throughout the day to stay alert and engaged. During times of financial hardship, Ariel faced a tough choice between buying enough food for the day and purchasing a bus ticket to attend school. until she sought help from the nest. The nest helped keep her fed and staying afloat, and now she gives back by volunteering at the nest to help other students in need. Both Suffolk County Community College and Nassau Community College have shown incredible dedication to eradicating the stigma associated with college hunger. Their food pantries are crucial in providing students with the necessary resources for success, and by working with Long Island Cares, they can provide fresh, healthy food options that keep students focused and learning without spending their often limited income on expensive groceries. As Denny proudly summarized for us, if we can alleviate the pressure on someone, even if only for a brief period, then every effort is worthwhile. So from food pantries feeding college students to pet pantries feeding the family pet, Long Island Cares continues to be involved because it takes more than food to feed the hungry. I really appreciated this opportunity to share these two stories from our Hungry for Change newsletter with you. Again, you could read the newsletter online at licares.org. And if you want to learn more about our programs and services or you need help, give us a call at 631-582-FOOD. This is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares and the Harry Chapin Regional Food Bank. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We're one big country, so let's take care of each other. Until the next time, see you then.